It's been some time since I went this long without an episode. It was a tough week. Busy in a variety of ways, plus Jewish holidays right in the middle. But here we are. It's time for a new episode, and it's happening, starting right now. Actually, I guess it started several seconds ago when this episode... You get it. It's starting. It started. We're in the episode. You're welcome.
Your Daily Lex.
My recovery continues apace with my neck surgery for my arm. When I tell people I had spinal surgery, they're always like, oh my God, that's crazy. But like, you know, it was what it was. It's fine. And my arm feels great. That's what the surgery was for. And it fixed my arm, which is amazing. Even, you know, when wise doctors told me this would work, it's still hard to believe because, you know, it's your arm and they're telling you they're going to fix it with your neck, which is strange. My neck, however, is still not great. Some of the stereo strips are starting to fall off. I'm now down 2, which is great. But my neck itself just feels unpleasant where, you know, they cut a hole in it. And the biggest annoyance is at night. I don't know if it's the position of lying down or just after all day or whatever, but like typically soreness or pain in my neck area where the incision was is what wakes me up. I don't think that'll last forever, but it is lasting right now. And I'm not its biggest fan, but it's fine. Everything's fine. We had an action-packed weekend. Liam had a gig. The Eagles had a win. I had a gig, an improv gig, and I have another improv gig this weekend. That'll be 3 weeks in a row that I've done comedy sports stuff. So it'll be good to have a slight rest after that. Plus, we're 1 week away from tech week for the show that Lauren and I are in. I don't quite feel like I'm ready yet, which is okay because I've still got 2 weeks before the show goes up. But this is a week where we're going to have to really get ready since the show is 2 weeks away and it's not moving. So yeah, all that's fun. Only 3 weeks away from family weekend, where we'll get to visit Ani at college, and I'm very excited to see them. And I think we're only taking one of our 2 kids, not both, but that's okay. Also, here's a fun fact. Sierra, you know, does a lot of singing-related stuff at school, a cappella group and the choir and whatever, and she was auditioning for Eve of Voice, their big annual showcase where kids sing stuff. And you can sing to a track, or you can sing with an accompanist. With somebody playing along with you. And when Liam heard this, he's like, I want to accompany you. And Sierra, to my surprise, was like, okay, that sounds good. And so it was a joy to watch Sierra and Liam practice together with her singing her heart out and him playing the piano. It was also funny because I was shooting video of them rehearsing, and one of them, typically Liam, would always end up doing something ridiculous or embarrassing during the video. You know, like, I guess I'm not going to embarrass him on this show. Not that he listened, but yeah. He would make these videos unshareable by virtue of various things that would happen during them. But we got the excited text from Sierra earlier today that they got in. So now we'll get to watch our 2 kids perform together. I mean, 2 of our 3 kids. You get it. We're going to get to watch those 2 kids perform together. And I'm very excited for that. That'll be, I think, fun and special. And it's October 30th. But it was funny because Sierra texted to say, it's on October 28th. And then she said, 30th, not 29th. And then she said, OMG. And I said, are you trying to say that the show is on the 30th? And she said, yes. So I'm pretty sure it's on the 30th. And I don't know. I'm very pleased with my new technique of getting extra steps on football days. Because historically, I love to watch football games in my basement, in my theater setup. And it's comfortable and lovely. But this season, I've taken to pacing throughout the entire game around the basement. You know, there's typically at least a half a minute between every play. There's plenty of commercial breaks. There's plenty of stops that go even longer. And so, you know, I've got some room in the basement. I just walk around in big circles pretty much nonstop. And then I go back up to the TV whenever a play's about to start and watch it. Play ends and I start pacing again. I've added anywhere between 6,000 and 10,000 steps doing this with each game. And it's pretty fun. So cool. Last night, all 4 of us went out to dinner. Which was exciting because we haven't had that many family dinners because of everybody's conflicting rehearsal schedules recently. But we all had Sunday night free. And when we went to the restaurant, they had 5 place settings on the table, even though we had a reservation for 4. And it was like an extra setting in Ani's honor, which we liked, even though Ani obviously was still at college. We went to Bonefish Grill, for those of you wondering. And man, they really know how to make salmon and they really know how to make garlic mashed potatoes. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. I missed you when I was gone, almost as much as you missed me. And that's all I got. Goodbye.
Lex.